Thanks for listening to Benefit from the Bible. We believe the Bible is God's Word for our temporal and eternal benefit. God bless your listening. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, during the season of Advent, we remember our great need for our Lord Jesus Christ. Then, knowing that great need, we get ready to celebrate his birthday on Christmas. Jesus is the one through whom we are saved by grace through faith. Think about the alternative. Think about how horrible that would be. So what a great celebration it should be then, focused on Jesus Christ, understanding who he is, where he came from, and what he has done to rescue us from our sins. We are so blessed. 2 weeks ago on Wednesday, you might recall that we considered the Father's perspective on the Christ of Christmas. He knew that Adam and Eve and even all people had brought condemnation upon themselves because of their sins. So what did he decide to do? He even knew he would do it before the fall into sin, but he determined that at the right time, he would send his Son into the world to open the way for all people. And then, last week, we considered Mary's perspective. Think about her. She was a humble young woman who believed in the promised Messiah. She believed in his coming and the work he would do to take away her sins. So she knew her need, and she had faith in the one who was to come. For all Old Testament believers, they were looking to the fulfillment of God's promise in the Christ, in the Messiah. But think about Mary, though, this humble young woman. How surprised must she have been when Gabriel appeared to her and told her that she would be the one through her very body would come the Son of God into the world, and she would be the mother of the very Son of God, whose name would be Jesus. What an amazing thing. Nevertheless, she believed what Gabriel said, she trusted in the Lord, and she was open to whatever his will was for her life. Today we focus on Elizabeth. She is the mother of John the Baptist. What was her perspective on the Christ of Christmas? Let's learn a little bit more about Elizabeth before we get to today's text. First of all, both Elizabeth and her husband Zacharias believed God's word and were longing to see the promised Messiah. Let's know this important thing too. We live in a world today where many people want to claim to be Christian. They claim to be followers of the Christ, but over and over again the Bible tells us that when that is true of people, that will show in their lives. The Bible records about Elizabeth and Zacharias that they were walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord. So God worked true repentance within them. They were sorry for their sins. They were trusting in the coming Messiah. And then that showed in how they were devoted to know and to follow the word of God in their lives. Knowing and following that word is not what saved them, but rather that was the response then to God having stepped in and God having promised his Son and God having given them the gift of faith to trust in the coming Jesus. Thinking about Elizabeth, prior to her becoming pregnant with John, the Bible says that she was stera. That's the Greek word. What does that mean? Stera is our word for sterile. So she was sterile, she was barren, she was incapable of having children. And the Bible also tells us that she was advanced in years. We don't know how many years, but we can assume from that statement that she was beyond the normal age of childbearing. So it would seem that short of a miracle, she was not going to get pregnant. But think about John, though. John is so important because he would be the very one that would come just ahead of the promised Messiah in order to prepare the way for his coming. So because John was so important, what did God do? He worked a miracle so that Elizabeth, in conjunction with her husband, Zacharias, could become pregnant with John the Baptist. Then, when she was 6 months along in her pregnancy, that is when God the Son was conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of Mary. So John, being 6 months older than Jesus, that meant that he would begin his ministry 6 months sooner. That meant that it was perfect timing so that he could lead the way for the coming Christ and so on. When we think about Jesus, we should be thinking about the reality of our sin. So on Wednesdays, we're wearing the color black to remind us that this dark color points to our sin. When we think about white, we think about the purity of God, the purity of Christ. But when we think about a dark color, we're thinking about the fact that we are sinners. Knowing that reality, that should make us rejoice so much more in knowing that Christ is the pure Son of God, and through him, we are purified in the sight of God. We are made righteous. We are made holy. We can't earn it. We don't deserve it. And yet, God has done it for us. Going now to our text today, we come to Luke chapter 1, picking up in verse 39. And in this reading here, we have a remarkable conversation between Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. Now at this time, the Bible says, Mary arose and went with haste, in other words, with speed, with quickness, to the hill country, to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. So what was the reason for the visit? Well, you know the story. Gabriel, he appeared to Mary, and he said to her, "Your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren." So the news was amazing. Mary, she had this relative Elizabeth who was much older than she was. And we can only imagine that Elizabeth and Zacharias had tried and tried and tried and tried over and over again, countless times, for decades, so much wanting to have a child, and yet they just couldn't. She was barren. She was sterile. She was unable to have a child. And now, for Mary to hear that she was pregnant, wow. Mary wanted to go and visit her. I don't believe that Mary doubted what Gabriel had said, but she wanted to see for herself Elizabeth pregnant. And can you imagine how much Mary wanted to go and talk to her older and wiser relative Elizabeth about the baby that was in her womb, because she realized that she was not yet married, she should not be pregnant. There are many difficulties associated with the whole thing, so probably for many reasons, she wanted to make that visit. It was a difficult trip. Elizabeth lived in the hill country, probably in the city of Hebron, which is located about 25 miles south of Jerusalem. So Mary, being way up in Nazareth, and then you come down to Jerusalem, then you go further yet down to Hebron, so probably a trip of about 100 miles. And of course, you don't just get in the car and drive, but it's a difficult trip. She probably either walked or maybe rode on the back of a cart of some kind, but it wasn't an easy trip, and she was pregnant, even though she was early on in the pregnancy at this time. Then if you look at elevation, Nazareth was at one elevation, and then Hebron is about 1,700 feet higher than Nazareth, so it was kind of an uphill journey as well to get there. Not an easy trip, but she was excited about it, and she made the trip in haste. She made it quickly. She wanted to see Elizabeth. And then the Bible says in verse 41, "And it came about that when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit." So let's go back a little bit. Earlier, the angel Gabriel had told Zacharias about John even before he was conceived. This is what Gabriel said. He will be great before the Lord, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared. We can only imagine what happened. We don't have the details in the Bible, but we can imagine that Zacharias, not speaking, but in writing, told his wife Elizabeth all that Gabriel had said. Remember, he didn't believe what Gabriel said, so he could not talk until after John was born. Actually, on the day that John was named, he could talk again. But you can imagine, in however he could, with sign language, with writing, he was trying to communicate to Elizabeth all that the angel had said. Therefore, what did they know? Because they knew the Old Testament scriptures, they knew that the coming of the Christ was very near, because John is the one that would lead the way for the Christ. That was the baby that Elizabeth was carrying, so the Christ must be right behind. And then, when Mary's greeting reached Elizabeth, what happened? She was filled with the Holy Spirit. It was a very exciting time in history, and it would seem that by the Holy Spirit, God enabled Elizabeth to know not only that Mary was pregnant, but that that baby in her was the promised Christ. And then picking up in verse 42, the Bible says, "And she," that is Elizabeth, "cried out with a loud voice and said, 'Blessed among women are you, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.'" So up to that point, Elizabeth, like other faithful believers, they were looking for the Christ to come. But again, now she knew by the Holy Spirit that that was the Christ in Mary's womb. And she was very loud. She was very excited when she spoke about this. Sometimes for us, we have to wait a while for something. Maybe, for example, you know even now that someone has bought you a Christmas present, and you're excited to get it, and yet you have to wait 11 more days until Christmas. That can be difficult. Well, imagine here, they have been waiting about 4,000 years. Wouldn't you be pretty excited if you waited for 4,000 years and then finally the fulfillment came? That's what we have going on right here. So Elizabeth declared that Mary was blessed. Why? Because she was chosen among all other women in the world to bear the Christ. And then she declared the blessedness of the child that she was carrying. Why? Because he is the one who would save his people from their sins. As we think about Christmas time, sometimes we're thinking, oh, I should buy a gift for so-and-so. What does he need? What would she want? You know, we begin to think like that sometimes. Well, let's understand that everyone has the same greatest need. We have the need for the forgiveness of our sins. And there's only one way to provide that need, and that is in the Christ of Christmas. So when it comes to buying a gift, we shouldn't think about more of a temporal, secular gift, but we should be thinking about, what gift can I get that would help so-and-so know more about Jesus Christ? Or what gift can I get that would help that person grow up in Jesus Christ? So I challenge you, I encourage you to think in that way. If you're going to do any gift giving at all, I encourage you to think in that direction about other people. And then going back to the Bible in verse 43, it says, "And how has it happened to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Elizabeth said. "For behold, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped for joy in my womb." So regarding Elizabeth, let's keep in mind that she was also highly chosen. Maybe God looked down upon the whole world and said, "The number one woman I'm going to choose is Mary. She's most important. I'm going to bring my son into the world through her." But then God took a look and he said, "Hey, the number two woman I'm going to choose is Elizabeth, because through her, I'm going to bring John the Baptist into the world, and he is very important. He's going to be the leader of my very son." So she was important too. But did you notice, so, that Elizabeth was very humble about the whole thing? She was kind of feeling like, well, who am I that the mother of my Lord would come to visit me? What about us? How do we look at our lives? Let's know that we have sinned, all of us. We've done wrong. We've gone against the Almighty God. And let us realize that there is nothing we can do to fix it. No matter how many times we gather here, no matter how many times we read the Bible, no matter how many times we help our neighbors, we can't fix the problem of our sin. But let us also know that by the Holy Spirit, He has given us the precious gifts of knowing our Lord Jesus Christ, having the forgiveness of our sins, having the promise of eternal life, and so much more. Let's always keep that a sharp contrast, that on one side, we have messed up big time and we can't fix it. On the other side, God has taken drastic action, and in Jesus Christ, our problem has been solved. We are so very blessed. And then what about John? Well, as stated earlier, the Bible says that John would be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. So that's what happened right here. That when Elizabeth heard the sound of Mary's voice, John in her womb, he leaped for joy. So God said it would happen, and then it did happen. So let's know this important thing about babies. Even babies can be blessed by the Holy Spirit. Some people say that infant baptism is not in the Bible, because people have to be older to be able to somehow receive the blessings of God. But I have two grandchildren who are less than 1 year old. They are infants. If I said, oh, I'd like to give them a Christmas present this year, I'm going to deposit some money in each of their bank accounts. Would they know that they had money deposited in their bank accounts? They would have no idea. But would, in fact, the money be there if I put it there? It would be. God wants us to know that He can give great gifts to infant children, and in fact, He does that in baptism. The Bible says that baptism now saves you. And then finally, the Bible says, this is again Elizabeth talking to Mary. She said, "And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord." So think back to Gabriel coming to Mary. She heard what he said. She believed what he said, and she was blessed. The same things were true for Elizabeth. She heard through Zacharias the amazing things that would happen in connection with her becoming pregnant with John and so on. So she heard the good news, she believed it to be true, and God blessed her. Even today, some people have the opportunity to hear the Word of God. We could say even many people have the opportunity, but realistically, some hear, some don't hear. Of those who hear, so now we have a smaller group of those who hear. In reality, some believe what they hear, some don't believe what they hear. But let's know this, so let's know this good news, that for all who believe, they are blessed now, and they will be blessed forever and ever. May that group include you and me, all the people we know, and even may it include the entire world. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, to us, your ways sometimes are a mystery, yet they are always best, and they are always motivated by your great love. As Elizabeth trusted your word, and she trusted in the Christ to come, so may you keep us ever doing the same, always believing your word to be true, and always trusting in our Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. If you are searching for a church, join us at Bethlehem.
We are located at 7500 State Road in Parma. This is our Sunday schedule, service at 8, classes at 9:30, service at 10:45. We also have a service on Mondays at 7 p.m. For many other ways to benefit from the Bible, visit our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.